this parak deals with things that a person does that he loses out on zahirus, that they deter him from being careful about avodas Hashem. So the first thing he said is the being too busy to think and getting involved in all the mundane things of this world to a point where you really don't have a time to think about the more important things. Achasheni, that's what we're up to. The paragraph that starts, Achasheni, the second thing that deters a person from being careful. Hu hakoshe ma'od. This is even worse than the first. The first one is just a passively negative thing. This one is actively negative. Hu haschok v'halotzon. That is levity, and lotzon, leitzonis, is poking fun at things, sarcasm, mocking, mockery. What did you say it was?
Scoffing.
Scoffing, that's also. Scoffing, mockery, poking fun, sarcasm, all of that goes into leitzonis. Tzchok is levity. First, let's define the terms, and then we'll see what he says about it in detail. I think tzchok is more of a something in the person, an attitude that the person has in general, and lotzon is more directed at specific things. Okay. So more or less, schok is in the gavra, in the person, and lotzon is directed at specific heftzes, specific things that a person makes fun of. Schok is a feeling that nothing is important, that everything is just, you know, live it up, nothing really in this world is important, just have a good time and don't take too much to heart. And that kind of attitude is very, very big deterrent to being careful what you do. Because if nothing is important, everything is just fun and not serious, then you don't take anything seriously. So it's the antithesis of zehirus, schok. And that's why it says, lo yamali adam schok pi b'olam hazeh. This world is not a place for total levity, for just taking it easy and not taking anything seriously. It's a serious place. What a person does in this world is very serious. In the next world, a person enjoys, he doesn't have to have his guard up all the time, because he's enjoying the fruits of what he accomplished in this world. There, you can have total schok. You can have total, not levity, but enjoyment. And not, what's it called? There you're receiving the reward. You don't have to be that serious. Hold on with the question. So that is what's it called, schok. And that's why Yitzchok's name, Yitzchok is Midas Adin, which is taking everything very seriously. Everything is justice, like we learned the whole idea of Zahirus is taking into consideration the seriousness of the consequences of a person's actions. So Yitzchok is Midas Hadin. Why is he called Yitzchok? Tzchok seems to be the antithesis of taking things seriously. But it's in the future tense. Yitzchok, in the end. Right? By Yishmael it says that Sarah saw he was misachek in the present. This is not a world to take it easy, let your guard down, and live it up. Here's a place to be serious, to create the situation where in the future you can live it up. And that's why Yitzchak was Midas Adin is the future tense, Yitzchak. Whereas Yishmael was represented by Misachek, Mitzachek in the present. That's schok. Lotso is not necessarily that a person doesn't take anything seriously. but he pokes fun and mocks and scoffs at things that are serious, and Memela takes away their importance. He makes things basically, what's the word I'm looking for? He, there's a word for it. He, something. What?
He denigrates them.
Not only denigrates, but he takes away the importance of them.
Belittles
them, yeah, that's a good word, but it's a more specific word. He takes them and makes them irrelevant. He takes away their relevance. Takes away, that's not the word I'm looking for. I'll figure it out. He, it's a D, a D-E word. He D, D, I don't know, whatever it is. Right, that's not going to mean it. Devalues, delegitimizes, no, it's something like that, but it's not that. Okay, in any case, whatever it is, you get the point. he takes from things that are important and serious, and he basically takes away their importance.
How about derogatory?
No, it's not so much derogatory. It's to take out the importance of something, to make it trivializes it. That's the word. That's not a D. That's a good D word.
That's a PR word.
trivializes them. That's the word. He makes them trivial. They're not important. Either by making fun of them, by mocking them, or whatever. It's he makes them the object of derision and humor, right? There's a very big difference between humor and mockery. And when you take things and you trivialize things that are important, then they can't have any effect on you. And you can't take them seriously. For that reason, the Gemara says, Kol leitzenusa asura chutz mi leitzenusa davar zara. All leitzanus is asur, because everything in this world is serious and not trivial. Everything's important. So whatever you're going to make fun of, you are trivializing something that shouldn't be trivialized, except for Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah really includes anything that is really negative and trivial in this world. And therefore, you should make it trivial. Shouldn't give it respectability and, you know, go against it with logic and give it a respectability it doesn't deserve. The best thing to do is to mock it, scoff it, and show that it's trivial, that it's unimportant, it's bottle, mavatl it. That's leitzenusa d'avodah zarah. In fact, that's why on Purim, one of the ways of celebrating Purim has become, at least, to mock Purim spiel, right? To mock things that are not necessarily good things, or to mock foibles of people or whatever. And people are pretty much mochel most of the time, right? As long as it's not terribly insulting or whatever, of things that are human foibles, which usually we give respectability to them, we deal with them with tremendous, make them into something that has to be dealt with in a respectable and serious way. When in fact, if you really get down to it, they're things that are not worth dealing with. They're trivial things. And therefore, on Purim, just like Amalek wanted to make us trivial, and they were the ultimate leitzonim. It says, let's, applies to Amalek. Because they took everything important in this world and mocked it and scoffed it and made it into nothing. And that's what Haman wanted to do. Destroy us, totally make us nothing. Mavbitl. That was Amalek. Mavatl, completely, nothing is to be taken seriously. Everything is to be mocked and trivialized of anything of importance. So, mida keneged mida, we do the opposite. that things that represent evil in this world, instead of dealing with them in a respectable and giving them a certain amount, an aura of seriousness, that you have to deal with it in a respectable way, on Purim we do the opposite. We mevatel it, and it includes all the things in this world that are really not proper, even not terrible things, but foibles of people or whatever, which can be trivialized and made and shown to what they really are, not worth giving them the respectability that sometimes we give them. So that is the idea. And that's why it says that let a zayd, a person, in order to really be amazed, to really do things intentionally, you have to really not feel that any guilt. And in order not to feel guilt, you have to totally trivialize the thing that you're doing against. It's not important, it's nothing, it's not worth anything, and therefore, if I transgress it, what am I doing? So mocking it and trivializing it takes away any guilt feeling. So a real mazid is a letz. He has to scoff, mock, trivialize the things that he is not doing in order to really do them b'mezid and intentionally, and have absolutely no conscience and no guilt feelings. Okay, so that is the difference between schok and leitzonis. Again, schok is a general feeling that nothing is important. Nothing. This world is not really to be taken seriously. Don't take life too seriously. Just have fun, live it up, and that surely deters zehiras. And leitzonis is maybe that you do take life seriously, but things that are really serious you trivialize, mock, or whatever, and reduce to things that are the butt of humor and derision and so on and so on. Okay, yeah.
What about Yitzchak Mishachek Ishto?
The so there there's a mitzvah to what's it called, when people have intimacy to be mesameach each other. So there the schok is l'shem mitzvah. It says in Koheles, right, l'amarti l'schok mazu osa, and it says schok amarti mehulo, l'schok amarti mehulo. So the Gemara asks, here it says schok is a good thing, here it says bad. So the Gemara said, depends if it's simcha shel mitzvah or not. If it's schok that applies to a mitzvah, it's not abandon, it's not taking things seriously, it's utilizing simcha for a mitzvah. But where simcha becomes levity, it's not for a mitzvah, just dam levity for no good purpose, then that's levity that's negative. Yeah.
So I had a question before about seriousness. Is there a balance, a mita that balances it, so it doesn't itself become something that's not palatable? Like, how can seriousness be used so that it gives life instead of like makes everything?
Seriousness doesn't mean that you have to be what's it called, depressed or what?
Morose.
What?
Straight
faced. Okay. It doesn't mean that you have to walk around, you know, with a frown all the time, never smile, and never be happy about what you're doing. We said happiness and seriousness are not stira. You can be a very happy person, but you're happy in the fact that you feel that you're living a life that's meaningful. And that brings a person the greatest happiness, and you can feel joy with that, and you can feel very upbeat. Seriousness does not mean being morose. So therefore, there's nothing. You don't need a balance, you just need to have the right kind of seriousness. Seriousness means I take life seriously, it's important, because it's important, I enjoy it, I think that it's great, because it has such an important purpose, but it's not just having a bunch of fun. It's not just, you know, abandon, levity. There's a difference between joy, enjoying life, and levity. Two different things. And that may be the balance, but it's not a balance, it's just using it properly. Okay, next.
With the Rav said about, just answer about the two types of schok. Zabshat and after the Bini Bayis Shlishi, so that Kozak says, Aizimali Schokino.
Right.
So that's in the Olam Hazeh.
Right. That's not necessarily in Olam Hazeh. Lo yumali adam schok pi b'olam hazeh. Because it says, oz yumali schok pino. So the oz is going not in Olam Hazeh, but in the Olam that will be the Olam of the Schar, whenever that is, right? If it's Los Mashiach or whatever. But the oz yumali, the Gemara says, oz yumali schok pino is not Olam Hazeh. It's whatever the next stage will be after Olam Hazeh, which is Olam of the Avoda, with the Olam Haschar, there it's possible Schok Pino. Okay. Kimisha Toveya Bam, who Kimisha Toveya Biyam HaGadol, a person who drowns in these two bad midos, Schok, in other words, taking nothing in life seriously, or Leitzonis, poking fun and trivializing important things. It's like drowning in the sea. Shekasha ma'od lehimolet mimenu. It's very hard if you're in the middle of the ocean and drowning to be saved. It's possible, but it's very, very difficult. In other words, a person who is already accustomed to these two bad midos, it's very hard to get out of it. Okay. Schok leads to a person not thinking. And he has no, his intellect stops functioning. Because if nothing is serious, everything is just eat, drink, and be merry, and live it up and have fun, it's very hard to get to a person's intellect because he's not thinking. Right? There's no way of reasoning with a person who takes nothing seriously, who just lives for the moment. You can reason with a person who thinks, things are important, things are serious, so then you can reason with him and argue with him what is important, what's not important. But if nothing's important, a person only lives to experience pleasure for the moment. He's not thinking about the future, not thinking about the past, not thinking about anything but having pleasure, then there's nothing to talk about. Right? Person basically lives a very sensory, sensual life, and there's nothing about reason that can get to that person. Varihu kishikur. So basically, he's like a person who's drunk. A drunk, you can't reason with a drunk. He basically is functioning in a totally irrational way. He's lost his sense of thought. And he's just functioning according to whatever comes. And you can't reason with a person like that. He's shikr. Oshote. Or he's a fool. He's lost his power to think. And memela, what's it called? There's no way of reasoning with a fool either. Okay. Asher iyefshar loseis lahem orma o lahanhigam. You can't deal with them in a way that gives them some kind of seichel. Orma means slyness, but you can't, you know, even reason with them and try to outdo them in mental gymnastics, right, and prove to them something that they're wrong, because they're not interested. There's nothing logical about what they're doing, or to direct them. Ki eino mekablim hanhaga. They're totally open to abandon. They just abandon themselves to whatever pleasure comes that moment, and therefore there's nothing that you can talk about to them. Their whole lifestyle, their whole behavior is without any seichel. It's not, they're just like an animal that follows whatever pleasure comes their way. V'hu ma she'omer Shlomo ha'melech olav ha'shalom, l'schok omarti mehulol, u'l'simcha mazu osa. The Chachomim Zal Omru, Schok v'kalis rosh, margilim esodim le'erva. Inevitably, these things will bring a person to chet. Because, inevitably, there are a lot of pleasures in this world that are osur, and if you don't differentiate and distinguish what's mutter and what's osur, then inevitably your desire for pleasure will lead you to things that are osur. And specifically, erva. Because that is one of the biggest, taivas that a person has, and if you don't control and think, and you just follow your natural instincts, then an animal also has natural instincts, and it leads them to erva. Ki af al pi shechamura hi ha'erva, etzel kol ben das, v'libo yore mikorav eleha, mikoach hatzir, shekvar nitztair besichlo, mi'amisas godel pi shavarov oncha, most people understand that gili arayis is something serious. Right? Whether it's gili arayis meaning incest, or gili arayis meaning adultery, right? Whatever the gili arayis may be, right? Most thinking people, if they're sober thinking, they understand that it's a serious thing, right? This is not something that is socially acceptable. If they're frum people, right, believers in the Torah, they understand that it's a serious avera. Okay? That's on an intellectual level. Okay? But hinei haschok v'kalis rosh, but somebody who gives himself over to abandon and is not interested in thinking, but just follows whatever pleasure comes for that moment, mamshichim oso ma'at ma'at, mekarvan oso holoch v'korev, sh'ti ayir asora mi'olav ma'at ma'at, mi'madrega achra madrega, at shagil ho'ovenatzom yaseu. So little by little it erodes his thought process. It's not going to be over on Gilead Arias right away, but it's going to erode his thought and his appreciation of the seriousness and take it away, because little by little he's going to follow his instincts and not his mind. And Mela, once you do that, so how serious you take things in your mind, how much you understand that they're important and serious things, melt away. The Chol Kach Lama, Levisha Kamosha, Kol Mitzius HaZehirus Toli B'Simas Lev Al Advarim. Being careful with what you do means that you take them into consideration. You can't be careful if you don't consider what you're doing. So consideration leads to being careful. Kain Kol Asmo Shalaschok Einu El Meisar Alev Ben Amachshavos HaYishoros VaYunios. And Schok, levity, is the antithesis of that. It's not considering anything. It's just following your baser instincts without thought. Just going after what brings you pleasure. And Mamela, what's it called? That is the antithesis of considering what you're doing, consideration. Nimsa shalo yavo, hirura yira, belibo klau. And therefore, a person like that is not going to have yani yira shamayim, right? His fear of God is not going to have an effect on his actions. Because in order for fear of God to have an effect, you have to consider things. You have to think about them. It's on an intellectual level. It's not something that affects a person instinctively. Because if instinctively we had Yira Shamayim, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, then we'd have no Bechira. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam took away certain things that should be instinctive. We should have Yira Shamayim instinctively. It should be obvious, but we have no Bechira. So you have to think to have Yira Shamayim. It's not an instinct. So if you follow your instincts, you're not going to follow Yira Shamayim. You're going to follow your baser, animalistic, pleasure-seeking instincts, and Mamela, you're going to end up doing things that, if you would think about them, and you would use your intellect, you would have a fear of doing them, and recognize that there's something wrong, and you lose that completely if you just are a person who's happy-go-lucky, nothing in this world really is important, just have fun, live it up. That kind of lifestyle preempts any kind of Yira Shamayim, any kind of consideration. Okay. We'll continue next time, Yitzhak.